Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 90. A Change in the Christian Experience. As we come nearer to the end, a change comes in the Christian experience of God's people. Their deepest heart concern ceases to be that of saving their own souls, to a concern for the glory of Christ in the closing hours of the great controversy between Christ and Satan. These people of God in the last days turn away from their previous concern for their own salvation to a concern for another, that he emerge victorious from the battle he is in. This change in Christian experience can be described in the terms the Lord Jesus uses in John 15, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you." As we come closer to the end, the concern of these friends is for that battle that Christ is in, and not for self. This change in Christian experience orientation can also be described as graduating out of the old covenant Christian experience into the new. It's coming out of the shadows into the bright sunlight of present truth. The present truth is new covenant living, not old. This change is also passing from Revelation 18 into Revelation 19, where we find those four grand hallelujah choruses, each greater than Handel's. It can at last be said that the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. At last. Although the Lord is omnipotent, he cannot force the nuptials. It cannot be said that he reigns until her nuptial devotion to him as to a divine husband is real. Thus there is a woman whose marital devotion he can only wait, and wait, to see. The good news that rejoices one's heart is that this change in spiritual growth is actually taking place. Don't be left behind.